Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q1 FY25 results conference call of Dolat Industries, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Ankit Gupta, President of Marketing, and Mr. Ajay Patodia, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Panjabi from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Ankit Gupta for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. Before we get into the financial results and operational highlights for Q1 FY25, I would like to take a moment to thank our shareholders, analysts, and stakeholders for joining us today. Your continued support and interest are vital as we navigate the opportunities and challenges in our industry. I'll walk you through the key business and operational highlights for the quarter.
Thank you, sir. Your voice is breaking. I'll reconnect you in a minute. Just give me a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the management line back on the call. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry for the interruption. I'll walk you through the key business and operational highlights for the quarter and the year, followed by our CFO, Mr. Ajay Patodia, who will discuss the financial metrics. Quarterly total income stood at 334 crores, increasing by 1.7% year-on-year basis. Net profit for the quarter grew by 5.3% year-on-year to 15 crores rupees. Our efforts to propel e-commerce channel has started bearing fruits, and the e-commerce revenue surged by 161% year-on-year in value terms and 156% in volume terms, now accounting for 5.5% to our total revenue. Meanwhile, export revenue grew by 17.5% year-on-year in value terms, contributing 3.9% to our overall revenue. In terms of product categories, rainguard contributed 4% to our revenue, with a value growth of 46% and a volume increase of 78%. Our newly introduced men's accessories demonstrated strong demand. Focusing on Project Lakshya, we onboarded 11 new distributors into the initiative during Q1 FY25, bringing our total distributor count to 301, up from 290 in March 2024. We are pleased to report that Project Lakshya's contribution to our domestic sales has grown from 26% in FY24 to 31% in Q1 FY25. Looking ahead, we are targeting Project Lakshya distributors to contribute 65%-70% of our revenue by FY26. To further enhance our reach and product range, we are excited to announce that in FY24-25, we will be expanding Project Lakshya into three new states: Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, and Jharkhand. We are also pleased to report that the successful implementation of Project Lakshya in the southern region of India has resulted in a 6% year-on-year increase in revenue from this region in the current quarter. To further increase our company's penetration in the South Indian market, we have onboarded actor Mahesh Babu as our brand ambassador for Dolat Big Boss. In addition, the integration of SAP's advanced technology will provide a crucial boost to the implementation of Project Lakshya. With SAP, we will have access to end-to-end data, enabling more effective and efficient execution of our strategies. Modern trade and e-commerce sales accounted for approximately 6.5% to our total sales in Q1 FY25, as against 3.4% in Q1 FY24. Our goal is to raise this figure to around 8% by FY26. In our commitment to a greener future, we are continually expanding our renewable energy capabilities. As of June 2024, our total power generation capacity has reached 8 megawatts, reflecting an increase of 2 megawatts in this quarter alone. This growth underscores our dedication to sustainability and reducing our carbon footprint. Thank you all. Now I would hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Ajay Patodia, to talk about the financial metrics.
Thank you, Ankit ji. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining the quarter 1 FY25 earning call. Before we open the floor for question and answer, I would like to provide a brief overview of our financial performance for the quarter. I trust that everyone has had the opportunity to review the earnings presentation and press release. While Ankit ji has already discussed the macro outlook, I will delve into the financial performance of the past quarter in the greater detail. Our revenue from operation rose by 1.7% year-on-year to rupees 333.73 crores in quarter 1 financial year 25 from rupees 328.24 crore in quarter 1 FY24. The growth in the current quarter was slightly tempered due to the go live of our new SAP HANA S4 ERP system, which has replaced Oracle Financial ERP system. While this transition is crucial for enhancing our long-term efficiency and accelerating the Laksh project, it had temporarily impacted our sales as the new stock and billing system was still stabilizing. We have diligently worked to minimize any sales impact resulting from the SAP implementation, and we are confident that any revenue spillover will be resolved in the upcoming quarters. Consequently, we are on course to achieve our growth target of 12 to 13% in operating income. Gross profit for quarter 1 FY25 raised to 118.87 crore, witnessing a year-on-year growth of around 12.1%. Gross profit margin for quarter 1 FY25 stood at around 35.6% against 32.3% in quarter 1 FY24, expanding by 330 basis points year-on-year basis. Operating EBITDA in quarter 1 FY25 increased by 31.3% year-on-year, reaching to rupees 35.61 crore. Operating EBITDA margin for the quarter expanded by 241 basis points year-on-year to 10.7%. Profit after tax for the quarter witnessed a 5.3% year-on-year growth, reaching 15.13 crore with the profit after tax margin at 4.6%. I will quickly run you through the brand-wise contribution for the quarter. Big Boss contribute around 41%, Missy contribute around 9%, our economic segment dollar always contribute around 40%, Dollar Protect, that is our rainbow product, contribute around 4.1%, and Dollar Stocks around 2%. We remain fully committed to our strategic priorities and growth pillars as we pursue our long-term objective of sustainable growth and profitability. We are confident that our focus on premiumization, the success we are seeing in Project Laksh, and deeper penetration in South India market will enable us to deliver strong quarters ahead. We are poised to achieve robust revenue and profit growth both in the current financial year and beyond. Thank you all. Now I open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ishpreet Kaur from Relax Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand if you could throw some light on the states where the Project Lakshya is being implemented. What is the kind of growth in those states?
So in this particular quarter, the overall growth for the Lakshya distributors in Q1 was around 14% year-on-year basis. If we see the on the value terms. And in terms of volume, it was 7% growth.
Okay, sure. And is it that there would be a margin difference also where there is Lakshya implementation?
Overall, at a margin level, there's not much of a difference between the Lakshya distributor and the non-Lakshya distributors. It's just that the organized way of working, which is helping us to work more efficiently in those areas.
Right. So if there's a 14% odd growth in the Lakshya states, the degrowth is far more in the non-implemented states. Any particular reason to that, and how has been the competitors' performance in those states?
So it's not that we lost market share because the demand was muted. It was not like that. As our CFO sir already told that it's mainly due to the implementation of SAP S/4HANA, which impacted the sales in the first quarter. The demand was there, but we were unable to make this go forward ahead because there were some issues with the sales and the inventory part of it, because the system was still getting, the ERP system was still getting stabilized. So we lost around 20-25 days kind of a sale.
Okay. And on a longer term basis, if you could reiterate what is the kind of margins that we could look at, say in the next two odd years?
So we really aspire to reach at around 14.5% kind of an EBITDA level in a couple of years. But this year we are planning 11.5% we should do.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, sir. So, wanted to understand, do you still maintain your annual revenue guidance of 12-13% growth for the year?
Definitely. Like, we are very much hopeful, and we are very much sure that we'll be able to do a 12-13% of growth in this particular fiscal.
Okay, and which means a very high growth rate in the next three quarters. How could you help us understand how, what will drive the growth for the next two, three quarters then?
See, the demand as an industry-wide, the demand is good in the market. There are consumers, plus a deeper penetration through Lakshya project. And even all the distributors and everyone is also very much excited and motivated at the moment. It's just because of the implementation of the new ERP system, we were unable to bill much in the first quarter. But we are hoping for a very good quarters ahead. And in Q4, this time the Eid is on 31st March, and it's a very good market for the innerwear segment, right? So fourth quarter would be quite heavy this time.
Okay, understood. And on Project Lakshya, do you think that we will be able to catch up on the addition going forward as our targets were higher for an annual basis? So what led to a little lower addition, and how can we catch up there?
In Lakshya project, by FY26, we should reach by 60-65% kind of a contribution from our distributors. Currently, we have set that only as our target internally also, and that's what has been communicated to the entire team as well. The addition of new distributor is a bit slow. In the first quarter, it was slow. Going ahead, overall revenue contribution coming in from Lakshya distributors would be higher.
Okay. And how much addition do you foresee for this year and next year?
In this particular fiscal, we are very hopeful that we'll add around 70 to 80 distributors on a full year basis.
Okay. And in terms of products, which brand, which segment is driving growth for you in both Project Lakshya and Non-Lakshya Network?
So, I would say that Force NXT Athleisure is really doing good. We are seeing a good traction in Force NXT Athleisure. Plus, mid-premium segment Big Boss is doing really good, and after we have launched Mahesh Babu in the South India region, our overall contribution from South India in the first quarter was 9% to our total sales, which used to be somewhere around 7 to 8% for FY23 or FY24, right? So we are seeing a good traction in the South market as well. And this year we have projected that from South Indian market we'll garner around 40-45% kind of a growth.
Sorry, which got kind of growth? 40-45%.
Because our sales are really low over there, the base is very low. But 40-45% kind of a growth is what we should do this particular fiscal.
Okay. And so last question from my side on gross margins. The gross margin this year has been... this quarter has been very good. So do we think this kind of trajectory will continue, or gross margin should this kind of improvement will not be there going forward?
See, overall we really aspire to be somewhere around 36%, 36.5%. But I think for now, like for one or two more quarters, it should be somewhere around 35-36% only.
Okay. And the other expenses also increased a little higher. What would that be attributed to?
It would be mostly the subcontracting expenses and advertisement expenses was there. Plus, mostly it was more of a subcontracting expenses, which comes in the other expenses.
Okay. So what is leading to that increase of subcontracting expenses?
Prerna, mainly subcontracting expenses are related to production only. So, when we calculate the overall CO's cost of goods sold or cost of production, then it is adjusted with the change in the inventory of finished goods. And in other expenses, mainly we have advertisement expenses and like freight and forwarding expenses. So if you compare from the last year, it is only from 57 crore to 58 crore. There is no much increase in the other expenses.
Okay, so it is negative operating leverage impact.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anupama from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I just wanted to know the volume growth for this quarter.
So overall, this quarter, like Q1 FY25, we had a volume degrowth of 5% and a value growth of overall 7%. So overall, we did a growth of 1.7% year-on-year basis.
Right. And what is the volume growth you, what is the guidance you're giving for the year?
So for the, on a whole year basis, our overall revenue growth will be somewhere around 12 to 13%. And out of which around 9 to 10% will be volume growth, and the other 2 to 3% will come from the value growth.
Right. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal Panjwani from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand a bit of color on demand trends. Almost Q2 is halfway past, and any color on that versus Q1? How are we seeing this?
So demand has been good this particular quarter, and we are seeing good traction in the market as well. Whether it be the first quarter or the second quarter is also going good with respect to the consumer demand or the consumer footfall in the market.
And sir, how are you seeing in demand from rural side, like tier 2 and 3 cities versus any...
It has increased. The demand from tier 2, tier 3 cities have also increased. And we are seeing a good traction in the economy range of products also in tier 3, tier 4 cities.
And sir, any color on the inventory health, like how is the channel inventory in that sense? Whether the pressures that were there earlier in overall industry, does that still exist or it has lowered?
No, the inventory pressure is not there from last two quarters, I suppose. But if you talk about the channel partners, we have a controlled inventory at our channel partner as well. So we are focusing more on the secondary than the primary from the company to the distributor. And through Lakshya project, we are also trying to achieve one more thing, that the channel inventory is minimized to a very low level so that their ROI, the distributors and the retailers ROI, can also increase.
Okay. And sir, how has been the competitive intensity in recent trends from premium players and from other mass players? Where we are differentiating in that sense, I just wanted to understand that.
So our differentiating factors from our peer groups are so there are quite a few points. First is the brand re-architecture that we did, which differentiates us from the other peer groups. The second is the implementation of the TOC program that we are doing, implementing auto replenishment system, distributor management system, which no other players is doing in the market. The third is the implementation of the SAP S/4HANA with the production module, which is not there with the other companies. So these are few things which we are doing to differentiate ourselves from the other competitors or the peer groups. And if we talk about the competitive aggressiveness in the market, it was always there, and it's still there, because there are around 5 players at a similar level with a similar revenue structure fighting for the shelf space or the visibility in the market. So the industry is very aggressive. Everyone is aggressive to increase their market share, and so we are. But as a long-term precaution or a long-term approach, I would say that what we are doing is very well thought of, and it will really help us to excel at a much faster rate than the others.
In addition to this, Bisalji, last year our total contribution from the Lux project is around 26% of our total revenue. But in this quarter, we have the total contribution around 31%. So we seen that in whichever area we implemented the project Lux, we increase our market share in comparison to our peers. Or mainly, if you check the retailer level, so retailer level are very happy with the Lux project, because we minimize the inventory at the retailer level also. they can purchase if they require only two piece for our product and within the limited time. So they don't require to invest in our product and their working capital is released. So due to this reason, our market share at where we implemented SAP, whether it is Rajasthan or whether it is Gujarat, we increase our market share. So we are more aggressive to implement Lux. And after current year, we have inner inside program to implement Lux in other states like UP and West Bengal in next year.
Okay. That's very encouraging. And one last question on this women and athleisure segment. Is the pain still there? How are you seeing the trend going ahead? And what kind of marketing spend that you guys would be doing to uplift this and gain the market share? Because clearly no major player has been able to crack this segment and it has been very difficult, especially women's side. So what is our strategy there to win in this?
So, see, women's athleisure for us also is very new. We launched it just 2-3 quarters back. And we are seeing a good traction because the major challenge is to create visibility in the market in terms of acquiring the shelf space at a retailer point, the mom and pop stores that we deal with. Overall, athleisure, men's and women's taken together is contributing around 12 to 13% to our total sales. So we are currently trying to create more shelf space for this product range. After that, we'll move into some amount of advertisement and everything. Because advertising your product range and if it's not available, then it creates a negative marketing in the market. So that is the plan right now, that we are investing in in-shop branding, dealer boards, point of sale advertisement, basically BTL activities we are doing for the athleisure segment, and we are creating creating visibility at a retail space for our women athleisure.
Okay, what would be current marketing spend as a percentage of sales?
It's somewhere around 6%.
Okay. And just last question, have you witnessed any deep discounting from economy players in current quarter or let's say Q1?
We have not seen such kind of a deep discounting happening in our industry because we deal into basic products and people need basic products and it's not that you have bad inventory in your books. If the people can postpone their purchases but can't do away with it, it's your second skin, right? So there's no deep discounting as it happens in the textile or garment industry.
Okay. Thank you, Ankit. Thanks for the call. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yog Rajni. Some money works for me. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. So my first question is regarding the SAP implementation. Did we complete the entire implementation in Q1 or do we see some spillover in terms of slowdown in growth in Q2 as well?
No, we already completed the SAP implementation in all our branches and depots. And now the system is stabilized. We only lost the sale for 20 to 25 days and the demand that was temporarily lost will carry forward and we anticipate a reversal of this impact in the upcoming quarters. We have proactively ensured that the issue arising from the SAP implementers are addressed within this quarter. So as a result, we expect a strong growth moving forward.
Okay, that's amazing. My second question is regarding the cash conversion cycle. According to your presentation, it has increased significantly. So do we have any targets for a cash conversion cycle for FY25?
Yeah, we certainly reduce the cash conversion cycles. In March, we have the conversion cycle of 150 days. So our target is to around 10 to 15 days to reduce from that level. So current year, our target is to 135 to 140. Between 135 to 140. This quarter, basically we have to accumulate the inventory for the thermal product because we have to billing the thermal from the July 2nd week onwards. So we have produced from the from February to June, we produced the winter wear products. So due to this reason, our inventory stock is inventory days are increased, and our overall cyclicity also increased.
Okay, my next question is about the Lakshya project. So as I see, we increased our percentage of contribution by around 5%. How much do we expect to complete by end of FY25?
Current year, our target is to reach to 35 to 36%. So overall, 10% increase in this year.
Okay, those are all the questions from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shreya Bahati from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question is...
Sorry to interrupt you, ma'am. I request you to use the handset, please. We are unable to hear you.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, my first question is that... So in Q1, there were heat waves across the country. So did we benefit in any way due to that?
Heat wave.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so nothing as such, because Q4 and Q1... are quite heavy for the industry, and it's favorable because due to heavy summer, there's a lot of wear and tear that also happens to your innerwear that you wear, right? So from the consumer perspective, Q1 is the main season time when the product picks up from the retail outlet to the consumer, like the tertiary sale happens.
Mm-hmm. And sir, also, what kind of with the implementation of SAP HANA, so what kind of benefits are we expecting to our overall business? Like, how will that help our business?
Like Shreya, we have implemented the four module, MMHD and FI, HR, and also production planning. Five modules, sorry. So production planning is a unique module which we implemented in the industry. In industry, our peers, we are the first to implement the production planning. After production, currently in the hosiery industry or in innerwear industry, we project our production planning as per our the old database and as per our old expertise. So there is sometimes excess inventory at every level. But after implementing the production planning, and we have the 3 years data from the Lakshya project also, where we have the exact data which type of product or which type of color is required at which pin code. So we integrated the Lakshya server with the our SAP S/4HANA server, and through production planning we can exactly find out which size of require to produce and which color to be produced. So due to this, we can reduce inventory at every level, at the time of procuring yarn, at the time of planning for the dyeing purpose or knitting purpose. So by this, our inventory is optimized and we can release the working capital.
And also the kind of reporting and kind of robust system the SAP is, we were unable to do the same in the Oracle based platform that we were using it for a longer time. So a lot of data inputs, a lot of reporting systems, a lot of efficiencies will be created on that front as well.
So, and sir, also, how are our primary and secondary sales doing? Are we seeing, like, since the focus is majorly on secondary sales, so are we seeing better secondary sales compared to primary sales? How is it?
So wherever the Lakshya project has been implemented, the distributors who have been enrolled in this particular project, we are always matching the secondary versus primary, because the distributor cannot order anything out of his whims if the secondary is not happening. Just because he can get some benefit, he can't just order in. Auto order is being generated for the distributors who are in through the Lakshya project. whatever the goods are sold from his point to the retailer, that gets replenished on the next week. So on a weekly basis, we automatically generate their orders.
Mm-hmm. And so one last question. So sir, are we facing any pricing pressures due to the competition intensity in the market?
No, not as such.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Sonthalia from Beyond Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, like, for the quarter, as you mentioned, we saw some 7% growth in value. So how much of that is contributed to product mix and how much of it is because of ASP increase?
We taken the increase in the first week of April around 2% of our total ASP. So we can say that 2% of increase due to increase in ASP and 5% due to product.
Got it. And like in this quarter, we have seen a very huge increase in the gross profit margin. So are we willing or able to sustain this going forward, or this is some cyclical or quarterly cyclicality?
No, we are sure, very much sure that we can maintain this level, and ultimately our target to achieve 36% as a sustainable level.
So for the full year, we can expect gross margin to be at a range of 35 to 36%.
Yeah, sure.
Got it. And on the cash conversion side, like as you mentioned, the cash conversion is higher due to the inventory we keeping for the winter sales. So do we have a comparable number of last Q1 FY23 to understand?
Yeah, actually that time our total inventory date is around 107. Currently it is around 137, which we can reduce in upcoming quarters.
So the reason for this increase is the inventory for winter season. Is there any other?
Mainly thermal.
See, from last past 2 years, the winters has not been that great. But this year we are hoping for a very good winter, plus the winter conference that we do with our distributor in the month of July. We have gotten a very good response from the distributor side as well, because there's no channel inventory available with them right now, and the sales have already started happening for the winter wear product.
Got it. And like the sales we were not able to do because of this implementation. Are we hoping to do that in Q2 so we can expect a huge growth in Q2?
Yeah. The demand that was temporarily lost will carry forward, and we anticipate a reversal of this impact in the upcoming quarters.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Sales loss that has happened in Q1 will be carried forward to Q2, Q3 and Q4. Like 2-3 quarters it will take. But at the end of the year, at the end of the fiscal, we'll be able to do 12 to 13% for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you so much, Yash.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anik Mehta from Mitra. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Yeah. Sir, my question is, how do you distinguish between mass product, means economy segment, semi-premium and premium in pricing terms?
So for the economy range of products, the ASP at a company level would be somewhere around 48-49 rupees. For the mid-premium segment, the ASP would be somewhere around 80 to 90 rupees. And for the premium segment, like Force NXT that we have, the ASP goes as high as 220 rupees.
Okay. So anything beyond 220, you will be considering it super premium.
This 220 is there's a blend of 50% innerwear and 50% athleisure segment. That's why it is 220. Otherwise, when we used to deal with only innerwears in Force NXT, the ASP was somewhere around 150, 160 rupees.
Okay. Fine. And how do we distinguish dollar product from rest of the peers? Let's say Lux is there, Rupa is there. If I go to the market, what factor will drive me to purchase a semi-premium, I'm referring semi-premium category, to take $1 product against Rupa and other, I'm not naming all the peers, other brands?
So, sir, the thing is that if you look at packaging, the overall logo design, the packaging design, the first look will always be enticing. You'll be most susceptible that you'll purchase a dollar product only. At a product level, if we talk about, unless you use our product, you won't be able to understand the better comfort or a better fit that our product gives with respect to the other peers and the competitors. But if we talk about the product ranges that we offer versus the product ranges that the competitor offers, is it's comparable. It's apple to apple. You can compare them. But yeah, only if you wear it, you can experience what difference does dollar make in terms of in comparison to the other competitors.
In addition to this, we have the bleaching house, in-house bleaching capacity of 30%. And due to this, we have used chemical at high level. So our bit costing is there, but the quality is very much good. If you take the cloth in your hand, you feel this. So at that point, we can assure that you get the good quality from our peers.
Got it. Okay, that was from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time out to join the earning call, and thanks for the same.
Thank you so much, everyone. Good day.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.